The opioid crisis has put doctors in a tough spot. When they prescribe drugs like oxycodone or fentanyl, they risk contributing to addiction. When they don't do that, patients in pain may suffer. A medical school in Washington State wants to help future doctors decide what to do. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
When Matthew Brown gets out of medical school, he'll be able to prescribe opioids. But as a teenager, he was addicted to them.
The first time I ever used an opioid, I felt the most confident and powerful I'd ever felt. So I said, this is it, and I want to do this the rest of my life.
Opioids took away Brown's anxiety, his inhibitions, his depression, and they were easy to get.
I just started breaking into houses, and I found it amazing how trusting people were in leaving windows open and doors unlocked, and I found a lot of prescriptions.
Vicodin, OxyContin, Tramadol. The drugs were everywhere because at the time, doctors and dentists were writing lots of prescriptions, even to Brown.
I didn't need 20 Vicodin when I got my wisdom teeth out, so I just saved them.
Brown stopped using more than a decade ago. Now he's a first-year medical student at Pacific Northwest University of Health Sciences in Yakima, Washington. And he brought his story to a summit on opioids held at the university. Ed Bilski is a pain researcher and the university's provost. He says one goal of the event was to get past the angry rhetoric.
It can get very hostile.
Bilski has heard people in the addiction community blame pain patients for deaths caused by an overdose.
And on the flip side, pain groups are saying, no, it's you that abused these drugs, and now I can't get access to something that did give me some semblance of quality of life, and now it's been taken away.
So Bilski had a question.
How do we get them, instead of blaming each other for the conditions that they're in, acknowledging that they have these similarities and these barriers that they face, and working towards solutions together?
Step one, make sure groups listen to each other. So in addition to people like Brown, the summit included people like Katie Buckman. She's a third-year medical student who gets severe migraines.
It feels like your head is going to explode. And simultaneously, for me, someone is stabbing me in my right temporal area. And on top of that, you can't tolerate light and the nausea and vomiting. You're just miserable.
Migraines almost forced Buckman to leave medical school, but she's been able to continue with help from a primary care doctor who gets her situation.
If I'm lucky enough to have the migraine between Monday and Friday from 8 to 5, I can call him and get a shot of Demerol.
An opioid. That's rare, though. Buckman's usual remedy is Benadryl and fluids. And her migraines have largely disappeared since she started on a new preventive drug a few months ago. But Buckman still remembers times when she was treated with suspicion when she showed up at the hospital.
One time I had a doc, before he even came in to introduce himself as my caregiver, he just popped his head in, said, well, you're not going to be receiving any narcotics today. Those are contraindicated in migraines.
Then there are doctors like Tom Eglin, another participant in the summit. Eglin is a faculty member at the university and works in the emergency department at Virginia Mason Memorial Hospital. So he knows what happens to drug users who take fentanyl, thinking it's going to be something less potent.
They go into respiratory arrest. So, you know, if they're lucky, somebody or an EMS, you know, has naloxone and can reverse that.
But Eglin also sees patients who need an opioid. They may have a kidney stone, a fracture, or a bad burn.
Pain is the primary reason that people come to the emergency department. Typical night, we're always writing prescriptions for pain medications.
Eglin says the hard part is knowing whether a patient with no detectable injury is seeking drugs.
Sometimes it's obvious, but the majority of the time, it's not just difficult, it's impossible.
And Eglin says that may not be the most important point.
Whether they're addicted or whether they're a migraine sufferer, they're still there for pain relief. And most people who are addicted still have the perception of bad pain.
Eglin says people addicted to opioids and people with chronic pain have a lot in common. They face stigma, they often struggle to get treatment, and they need doctors who understand their problem. That's a lesson medical students Katie Buckman and Matthew Brown have taken to heart. Buckman says her experience with migraines will make her a better doctor.
I'll be able to empathize at a different level because I have experienced severe pain.
And Brown says his own history with addiction will help him treat people with that problem. But he says even someone trying to stay away from drugs may need an opioid for certain types of pain.
My mom actually asked me a question recently. It was about, would you prescribe an opioid to a person in recovery? I very quickly said yes.
A qualified yes, Brown says the prescription would have to be appropriate and the patient would need to be taking active steps to avoid relapse. John Hamilton, NPR News.